the wall, it's not the armor. He was on his way to see the king. Wilson. He led me through the streets of Prussia, talking as he tried to crush a bug that scurried underneath his blue heel. He said there was a place where we should go. So he led me through the forest to the edge of a lagoon, by which we wandered till we reached above this room. The night grew very quiet as we stood there. He lifted up his visor and he turned to me and he began to say, he said, I come from the land of darkness. He said, I come from the land of doom. He said, I come from the land of gamish, from the land of the big baboon. But I never am going back there, and I couldn't if I tried. Practically extinct from doing things smart people don't do. He said he was once a lizard too. His name was Rutherford the Brave, and he was on a quest to save his people from the fate that lay before them. Their closing end was perilously near. The lizards would be saved, he said, if they could be enlightened by the writings of the helping friendly book. In all of Prussia, only one existed, and Wilson had declared that any person who possessed it was a crook. He said, I come from the land of darkness. He said, I come from the land of doom. He said, I come from the land of image, from the land of the big baboon. But I never am going back there, and I couldn't if I tried, because I come from the land of lizards. Surrender to the flow. We walked along beneath the moon. He led us through the bush till soon we saw before our eyes a raging river. He said we could swim it if we try. And saying this, the night dove in, forgetting that his suit of arms would surely weigh him down. And so he slept. And as his body disappeared before me, I bowed my head in silence and remembered all the thoughts that he had thought. He said, I come from the land of darkness. He said, I come from the land of doom. He said, I come from the land of the image, from the land of the big baboon.